This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I'm in southern Maine. I'm in the backyard of Holly, Eric, and Max, and I'm talking with Holly about their just beginning backyard micro flock. Hi, Holly.
Hi.
So what made you decide to get chickens?
I thought it would be fun to have eggs in the backyard, and I thought it would be fun for my 7-year-old son to help raise some chickens.
Did you hear about other folks having chickens in the area?
Yes, Portland, Maine just passed the chicken ordinance, which allows people in the city to have up to 6 hens in their backyard. That inspired us to go ahead and do it.
So where exactly are we right now? Some people told me I was in Portland. Some people told me technically I'm in Portland. Some people told me I'm on Freaks Island.
We're on an island off the coast of Portland, but technically part of the city of Portland, but we don't like to say that. We're Peaks Island.
Were chickens legal here 3 months ago?
Chickens became legal about 4 months ago.
Oh, okay.
But people had them anyway, but now it's legal to have them.
Right, there's always outlaw chickeners.
Yeah. Yes.
So could you, in your own words, describe your coop? Everybody's always interested when they get started in what kind of coop they're going to have. So I like to get the range of coops. What's your coop look like?
We have 4 chickens. So my husband built a beautiful A-frame coop with shingled roof. And it's about 5 feet long. And then the run attached to it's about 8 feet long.
So when you decided what kind of coop you were going to build or make or buy, what were your main considerations?
The space that we had to fit it in our yard was our main consideration. And we also wanted the 4 hens to be comfortable. And we wanted it to look sort of nice.
It is. It's a beautiful coop.
And we wanted it to be somewhat portable.
Okay, so it's not technically, well, anything can technically be a chicken tractor, because chicken tractor isn't really a technical term. But you're maybe not use it as a chicken tractor, but you're going to move it around the yard
every year or two we could move it.
And what kind of beautiful young chickens are those?
We have 2 buff Orpingtons and 2 golden-laced Wyandottes.
And what made you pick those particular breeds?
They were hardy breeds, and they were egg layers, and they were supposed to have a calm temperament. And so far, that's been true.
How old did you say they were?
Right now, they're 3 months old. We got them when they were 1 day old.
Mm-hmm. So have you had any surprises so far? New things that you learned about chickens that maybe you never would have expected to learn?
We haven't had any surprises from them, but we've had people coming out of the woodwork and telling us Peaks Island has foxes, and Peaks Island has raccoons, and Peaks Island has minks that all could be threatening to the chickens. So that was a surprise that there was so much wildlife on Peaks Island. We didn't know that before. All the other chicken owners are like thinking that a mink got their chickens or a raccoon got their chickens. We've been more careful about that, keeping them safe.
So you've talked to other chickeners and learned what predators they're dealing with and that sort of thing.
Exactly.
It's always a good idea to talk to other chickeners first. A lot of my listeners are going to share the experience of having a very, very rainy past 3 months. A, how has it affected your coop? And B, have you come up with any methods to deal with the incredible sogginess of your situation?
It has been very soggy. It's rained 24 out of the last 28 days here in June. And the chicken coop has held up pretty well. My husband designed it pretty well so that most of the rain stays out. We do have a tar paper sort of rain guard that goes over the top, because if any rain gets in, it drips through the door seams. And I think we've done a pretty good job, although we've had so much rain, 8 inches of rain in a month, that the chickens have been a little soggy and I need to change the shavings a little more than I thought I would. And we do have the lamp on a little bit more than we thought we would for chickens that have they're fully feathered now.
Mm-hmm.
But I turn the lamp on just to sort of keep them a little warmer and maybe dry out the coop a little bit.
Have you noticed them reacting to the lamp at all? Do they appreciate the extra warmth?
They appreciate it during the day, but at night I know they prefer to have it dark.
They seem really relieved when it's shut off after a couple of days, and they just snuggle up together and then start to sleep.
Yeah.
You don't see them sleeping when it's on.
Yeah. So we're hoping for some warmer weather so that they can have their lamp off at night, because I think they like to have it dark at nighttime.
So what is their favorite food so far?
Well, we just gave them strawberries the other day for the first time, strawberry tops, and they really like those. They pick them up and carry them around and chase each other, try to get it away from each other. And just recently we fed them with slugs, and they seem to really like the big, fat, juicy leopard slugs. And earwigs apparently is a new treat.
They're just recently discovering that.
They just today discovered earwig.
We have a friend who handpicks earwigs and puts them in a bag for us, and she delivers them to the chickens. And she also found a a brood of baby larval leopard slugs, which she separated from her mother and brought to the chickens, and the chickens delighted on that.
Mm.
It was like caviar.
That's right.
Well, that's, you know, I'll give you a little piece of advice, if I may. Excellent chicken outreach. You find somebody who's overrun by earwigs or slugs or whatnot. You can take some of your chickens, take them into your yard, and bring them over to your friend's house. And that's a way to sort of spread the Bucky Bacaw agenda of backyard chickening, getting chickens out of the factory farms and into the backyards across the nation where they belong. And then, of course, your chickens love that. It's a big treat. And no eggs taste better than the eggs of a chicken that's been eating lots and lots of bugs. So that's always an excellent piece of advice.
They seem very happy. They seem very happy with the bug diet.
So when you get a slug that's too big for one chicken to eat all at once, what happens?
I think what actually happens is they pick it apart into chunks, and the biggest chunk one chicken grabs and races around the run, and the other chickens chase them. Wouldn't you say that's what happens?
Yeah.
All right, so you're getting some entertainment value.
Yeah,
so we're talking about an emerging bug control theory that you got going here. You still haven't even tasted the eggs. You're already excited. You're starting to love the personalities more, right? I mean, I think Eric was saying that before. What you're saying, Eric, you at first you weren't thinking about them so much as pets.
Well,
what happened to you emotionally?
The minute they came in the house, I fell in love with them. And as they grew, I was just fascinated by how much they change in such a short time. And then letting them out into their run in their coop for the first time, I saw how happy they were, and I became even more attached to them. Now look in their eye, and I'm sorry, but I see nothing. I don't see much intelligence. But I love these chickens, and I can't figure out why, because they're not like a cat or a dog to me where I feel like a connection. But they just seem so simple and so happy for simple things like bugs and grass and slugs. And they're so full of energy, and I just really love having them around.
They do seem happy. You can tell when they're happy and when they're enjoying their surroundings, and that's fun to watch.
Okay, so we got entertainment value, mental health value, pest control, and you're emerging chickeners, so we haven't even discovered all the potentials.
That's
right. Great.
And our 7-year-old son is really enjoying taking the responsibility of feeding them, making sure they're happy and have a lot of water and that they're in for the night and protected from predators. So he's taking a certain amount of responsibility for caring for them, and that's valuable too.
Well, you'll have to send me an MP3 when you learn about some of these things. I'd love to hear the follow-up story.
An MP3 of the first egg being cracked open and seen.
That would be amazing. Bucky Bacaw has never done that. And if you can record your own MP3s, it's best, because otherwise I'll just get an actor to imitate you. I've done that in the past.
And,
yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bucky.
This has been Bucky Bacaw with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I had a good time. Did you guys have a good time?
We had a great time.
Thank you. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.